Blog Talk Radio.
Dara. Dara.
I'm here, Mom. Okay.
Okay. No one is on right now anyway. So.
Okay.
What happened? Ron, why still on?
Yeah, I'm trying to find some signal.
Is
it breaking up? It's kind of breaking up on my end.
Hadn't nobody called in yet. So when they start calling in, I'll let you all know.
You're breaking up real bad. You sound choppy to us, Mama Ray.
I'm breaking up real bad.
Yeah, we sound choppy.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I thought it was me.
We sound like we're breaking up. I don't know if I sound like it, but I can. You and Mama Ray sound like you're breaking up.
So are you. I don't know why it's doing
that.
Let's go.
Do you think we should hang up and call back in?
Yeah, y'all go ahead and try that. Hang up the contact.
701. Hang up. It's 801 on my end, but it's 701.
There's 701, but we just like I said, waiting for callers to call in. Take them back in.
Should we hang up and call back in? Because we sound choppy. We sound bad.
Yeah, no, go ahead and try that. Try hanging up and call back.
Okay.
Yeah, so we all going to hang up and call back?
Yeah.
I'm right here.
Okay.
They're going to call back. That's a new number, that right? The last four numbers.
Once again, everyone, it's such a pleasure to announce that the People's Platform, Free Alabama Movement's Blog Talk Radio Show, is back. This show was created for those of us who are incarcerated to give us a voice and a right to be heard on these issues that affect our life, and to not be subject to someone else attempting to speak for us when in fact we are capable of speaking for ourselves. So many people from around the country have supported the People's Platform. We done been through, so many great shows over the years, and it's just been, one of the key drivers behind our ability to expand our voices, to expand our networks, and to communicate with each other. Share ideas, share thoughts, network, create think tanks. The platform has played an instrumental and monumental role in that. The People's Platform is what allowed us to connect with Sister Shonda over in Mississippi, link up with our brothers and sisters over there, start the Free Mississippi Movement and Free Mississippi Movement United. So it's just been, and then we met our brothers out in California that have been on the show. In fact, hosted the show. Brothers in Mississippi and California that we met hosted the show. We had brothers on from South Carolina, Oklahoma, just so many different places. And then we done met so many different people. And a lot of that was, a result of the People's Platform. We've met family members. We've heard Sister Mae Smith. We've heard, Mama Ray. We've heard so many people with loved ones behind the wall. We've talked to people from Tutwiler Institution. We've talked to women who were incarcerated, and we've learned things about what goes on inside of women's prisons. Just, the platform did that for us. We've helped organizations form. We've met some organizations. It's just been so many things that the People's Platform has contributed to the movement. And of course, we had some downtime for whatever reasons. A lot of us, myself, King Dottie, Kinetic Justice Amon, Black God, so many of us came under attack, spent so much time in solitary confinement, segregation cells, over the years as a result of our advocacy and our desire to, as Kinetic Justice say, we had the flame, the flame was burning intensely. on the Alabama Department of Corrections, and we took away their authority to control the false narratives about what's going on inside the prisons, and we exposed the people to the truth. And that's what Free Alabama Movement is all about, exposing the truth about what's going on in 2020. We just saw, for example, these false reports go out about an escape at St. Clair when in fact no one had escaped. There was incompetence there. Those issues have not been fully discussed, but in the future, issues like that will be discussed on the platform. And maybe someone tonight who's listening may want to share some insight into what actually happened. But, you know, that's just an example of how the platform keeps people up to date on things going on inside the prison. Right now we're experiencing, we're overwhelmed with the drug epidemic. We're seeing suicides, all-time high murders at an all-time high, drug overdoses at an all-time high. And it's not stopping. It's not getting any better. We know that Holman was just recently closed, so we already had an untenable situation. A violation of our human rights on a day-to-day basis only become worse. We just saw, like I said, with Holman being closed, these men are being shipped around the state to Limestone Prison, which is already the largest prison in the state, Donelson Prison, which already has, you know, the highest rate of officer brutality in the state, and they just beat a man to death over there, you know. And so Stephen Davis, he was beaten to death at Donelson Prison. His mother, Miss Sandra Ray, we saw her out advocating for her son. She was just in a story in the USA Today. She has the pictures up showing you what her son looked like, and she explained that as a result of the beating, once again, everyone, it's such a pleasure to announce that the People's Platform, Free Alabama Movement's blog talk radio show, is back. This show was created for those of us who are incarcerated to give us a voice and a right to be heard on these issues that affect our life, and to not be subject to someone else attempting to speak for us when in fact we are capable of speaking for ourselves. So many people from around the country have supported the People's Platform. We done been through, you know, so many great shows over the years, and it's just been, you know, one of the key drivers behind our ability to expand our voices, to expand our networks, and to communicate with each other. Share ideas, share thoughts, network, create think tanks. The platform has played an instrumental and monumental role in that. The People's Platform is what allowed us to connect with Sister Shonda over in Mississippi, link up with our brothers and sisters over there, start the Free Mississippi Movement and Free Mississippi Movement United. So it's just been, you know, and then we met our brothers out in California that have been on the show. In fact, hosted the show. Brothers in Mississippi and California that we met hosted the show. We had brothers on from South Carolina, Oklahoma, just so many different places. And then we done met so many different people. And a lot of that was, you know, a result of the People's Platform. We've met family members. We've heard Sister Mae Smith. We've heard, you know, Mama Ray. We've heard so many people with loved ones behind the wall. We've talked to people from Tutwiler Institution. We've talked to women who were incarcerated, and we've learned things about what goes on inside of women's prisons. Just, you know, the platform did that for us. We've helped organizations form. You know, we've met some organizations. I mean, it's just been so many things that the People's Platform has contributed to the movement. And of course, we had some downtime for whatever reasons. You know, a lot of us, myself, King Dot, Kinetic Justice Amon, Black God, so many of us came under attack, spent so much time in solitary confinement, segregation cells, over the years as a result of our advocacy and our, you know, our desire to, as Kinetic Justice say, we had the flame. You know, the flame was burning intensely on the Alabama Department of Corrections, and we took away their authority to control the false narratives about what's going on inside the prisons, and we exposed the people to the truth. And that's what Free Alabama Movement is all about, exposing the truth about what's going on in 2020. We just saw, for example, these false reports go out about an escape at St. Clair when in fact no one had escaped. There was incompetence there. Those issues have not been fully discussed, but in the future, issues like that will be discussed on the platform. And maybe someone tonight who's listening may want to share some insight into what actually happened. But, you know, that's just an example of how the platform keeps people up to date on things going on inside the prison. Right now we're experiencing, we're overwhelmed with the drug epidemic. We're seeing suicides, all-time high murders at an all-time high, drug overdoses at an all-time high. And it's not stopping. It's not getting any better. We know that Holman was just recently closed, so we already had an untenable situation. A violation of our human rights on a day-to-day basis only become worse. We just saw, like I said, with Holman being closed, these men are being shipped around the state to Limestone Prison, which is already the largest prison in the state. Donelson Prison, which already has, you know, the highest rate of officer brutality in the state, and they just beat a man to death over there, you know. And so Stephen Davis, he was beaten to death at Donelson Prison. His mother, Miss Sandra Ray, we saw her out advocating for her son. She was just in a story in the USA Today. She has the pictures up showing you what her son looked like, and she explained that as a result of the beating.
Okay, Darrell, you can go ahead and open up.
I didn't understand you, Mama Ray.
I said you can go ahead and open up.
Good evening, everyone. We would like to welcome everyone to tonight's edition of the People's Platform, hosted by the Free Alabama Movement, Mothers and Families, and the Queen Team. As you can see, we had a recording that we were playing from Brother Rahsaan, who was speaking on the coronavirus. And lately, we have been seeing, you know, things come over the news via Facebook, social media, not really being broadcasted in the on the, you know, regular news about how inmates are being released across the county jail. Hello?
Yeah,
I can't hear you. I'm sorry, Mama Ray?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I'm here. Yes, we're still having that same bad connection.
Okay, I hear a lot of static in your voice. We can't really hardly understand what you're saying either. So I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
The only thing that I think, because it's so hard for everyone to get back in once we log out and then try to come back on.
Do you want me to hang up and call back in and try it again?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's call back.
Okay. Okay.
Log me out.
But it's not the right robot.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for the Dara and Nikki to call back in.
Oh, okay.
Put it in.
Do we have a clear connection now, Mama Ray?
it still sounds the same, don't you think so?
Yeah, there's so much going on. Is there anyone else in the host queue?
Yeah, we have some more people that's calling in. So just go ahead on and I'll start.
We have some people calling in?
Yes, I'm getting ready to mute my phone.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. We do apologize that we are having some technical difficulties again. However, I do would like to welcome everyone to the People Platform tonight, hosted by the Free Alabama Movement, Mothers and Families, and the Queen Team. Tonight, we wanted to touch down on some issues. I'm not for certain of those who were listening earlier when we were listening to Brother Rahsaan as he was bringing up some of the issues that are affecting, you know, the inside of the Alabama Department of Corrections and also the issues that are actually happening across the U.S., aggressive strain that is causing it to spread, you know, very, very rapidly. The issues of, you know, the inside not having any type of plan of action falls on the Department of Corrections that is across the state, and their lack of concern, it seems to be, because now we have people who are being exposed, and what's gonna be the plan of action to protect those who are currently that are not infected by this virus? We see that county jails are now releasing nonviolent, you know, offenders in midst of this virus spreading to try to protect, you know, those who don't have it, and to also try to lessen the capacity, because now rule of thumb is you cannot be in a group or a multitude of people without taking a risk of contracting the virus. So, you know, these are some of the things that we definitely need to discuss, considering that, you know, it has been released that we have someone, I believe that it was, and I posted this earlier on Facebook, that there is an inmate that has currently been tested positive for contracting the coronavirus. I've also heard, just trying to keep up what was going on, that an attorney, a defense attorney who went to do a visit at a facility also was tested positive for the coronavirus, which puts, you know, that inmate that he was coming to see him in jeopardy, in addition to those other that are inside of the facility. So, you know, this is one of the things we would, you know, really definitely need to build on, because it's a great concern inside out, as we like to say, because this is something serious. You know, I personally am, you know, not one who prefers to live in fear, and I refuse to do it now. But what I will advise is that everyone that's listening to try to take as universal precautions as much as you can. You know, like they keep saying, wash your hands, and this is stuff that we should be doing on a regular basis, but we cannot emphasize it enough that, you know, we must practice cleanliness as much as we can to prevent the spread of this virus. There have been some really big things that have come to surface about how this whole pandemic went from an epidemic to a pandemic. I was actually reading an article on Facebook from the NPR.org where they have posted a story regarding the intelligence chairman had raised concerns about the virus weeks ago, prior to, you know, it becoming a pandemic across the U.S., and there were secret recordings that were actually played, and where you can hear the discussion in these meetings with the chairman of the Senate, you know, Intelligence Committee, where he was in a small group and they were discussing, and he was giving out this information prior to this, like I said, becoming a pandemic. And here it is, you know, they knew about this stuff.
you know, and they knew about it ahead of time. They knew it before it got worse, and there was a warning given, but the warning never went any further than this group, which is really messed up because now here we have, you know, if the numbers are correct, and we still can't believe the numbers that are being posted because, you know, everything is so secretive and they want to try to not induce panic. But, you know, we have people that are dying from the epidemic, from the pandemic, from the virus. And so it's really crazy that, you know, this was already known prior to this pandemic across the U.S., and nobody has said anything. Now we have a major concern of people who are in a vulnerable position, which would be those who are incarcerated, the homeless, the elderly. You know, there's no level of protection and no level of concern of people in these groups. And, you know, so it's very disheartening to know that we have loved ones who are in such a vulnerable position and that we cannot, you know, reach out to help in any form of fashion. You know, and this virus is, I guess, you know, it has just really taken a toll on a lot of lives in such a very short amount of time. I also had came across a story here in this, I'm in the state of Georgia right now, but in the state of Georgia, there is an inmate that is currently dying, and her family is unable to come see her as a result of the coronavirus. And it is, you know, what kind of position is that to be in as a dying person, and your family cannot be there to support you or, you know, just see you through this. And, you know, that this virus has created such a division, you know, in households, you know, just a huge division. And here it is, we are dealing with this, you know, you have some people who, are just like really losing their mind over it, which we cannot afford to do. We cannot allow the fear to set in so that, you know, we can critically think about and strategically plan about our moves, you know, to survival, which is, you know, one of the, you know, laws of nature of self-preservation. So here it is that, you know, we have this virus that is now dictating our lives to where this family cannot enter, you know, this facility to be able to comfort their loved one as they transition, you know. So this whole thing is a mess. I think it needs to be discussed. We need to figure out how we can, you know, offer support and comfort to those who are dealing with this right now. And so if there are any callers on the line that would like to add to this build, I ask that you press 1. And Mama Ray will let me know if someone is in the queue, and I'll bring you in the queue, and we can build from here. And I'll yield. Mama Ray, do we have anybody that's in the queue that I would like to build on what we got going on this evening? You do have the floor.
Yeah. Appreciate you presenting on that as far as the coronavirus, and I want to apologize, everyone. We're still having technical difficulties, but they're coming through the service provider. It's not our fault. We know that there's a vibration of the voices, a distortion in the sound, but that's not from our phones. That's something that's going on with Blog Talk Radio Show, so we'll do the best that we can. As she said, the coronavirus issue is real. It's here. It's continuing to spread. And that's along with all of the other issues that we're already dealing with. We had a couple of pre-recorded messages. I know we played the first part of it. Do you have the second part ready, Mama Ray? We want to get that out of the way. Make sure we cover our bases. So we'll have get all our preliminary information out, some of the issues, other issues that we were discussing inside of the prison system. Do you have part 2 ready, Mama Ray? You had played part 1.
Because you're even sounding a little distorted.
Something that's going on with the Blog Talk network. There's nothing we can do about that right now. We have to troubleshoot that after we come off air. But we're having problems here. Are you still in the queue, Mama Ray?
I can barely understand you.
You can barely understand me.
Yeah, I can hear part of what you're saying and
Okay.
And like I said,
in the whole queue and see if she can play part two of the recording next.
Okay, you want me to play part two?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
As I said, as a result of the beating that this man suffered, she had to have a closed casket funeral. You know, and I thought about that. I thought about those pictures. And for some reason, I thought about Emmett Till. And I thought about when she said she had a closed casket. And I thought about how Emmett Till's mother had an open casket. And I thought about those pictures. And I just know that, you know, people can't imagine the extent of brutality. Not long after that, another man was beaten to death. And so the beatings, Mr. Davis was beaten to death. And on and on and on and on, that's all we're seeing. We're seeing the same stories repeating themselves over and over and over and over again. We see that four family members have come together, joined with a private attorney, and filed a class action civil lawsuit against the Alabama Department of Corrections, the commissioner, Jefferson Dunn of the Alabama Department of Corrections. We also saw that a petition has been filed in Montgomery County challenging the qualifications of Commissioner Dunn as a commissioner over the DOC. And so, you know, there's so many things going on with the Department of Corrections. We saw Commissioner Grant Culliver be dismissed for misconduct. We saw several wardens be dismissed for misconduct. I read a report that said over 70 officers in the past year had been arrested for promoting contraband, bringing drugs and whatnot into the prison. So we're seeing a criminal enterprise. And I saw a word today by Beth Shelburne. I can't remember the word she used, but she says it's when an organization creates a culture that causes crime. I think she said crimogenic. Maybe that's what she said, crimogenic. We'll have to look that up later. Maybe someone can come on here and speak on that or speak about the article that, like I was just mentioning, in the USA Today about the Alabama prison system. The New York Times, they posted a very big article, put pictures. They received over 2,000 pictures. Someone on the inside mailed it to them. And it showed pictures of all the stabbings and whatnot. And this is public information. And we feel like the public should have access to all of this information so that they can see and know what's really going on. You have almost $600 million budget being invested into the Alabama prison system. But what is the return on that investment? We saw Commissioner Dunn just state that the infrastructure in the Alabama prison system was designed to warehouse, not to rehabilitate. Those are his words. And so if the citizens in the state of Alabama are paying $600 million just to warehouse people, but on paper they're being told that people are being sent to these prisons because they've committed crimes and they're there for rehabilitation, then how do you explain that when there is no access to rehabilitation? It's only warehousing, as Commissioner Dunn said. And these are just some of the questions, some of the issues that we'll be discussing on the People's Platform. We'll also be talking about the bills that were recently put out by the Alabama legislature in response to the Prison Oversight Committee. We know the Prison Oversight Committee was appointed by Governor Kay Ivey to study the issues in the Alabama prison system. And do these bills address the issues? We have House Bill 329 by Representatives Hill and England. And it was read for the first time February 25th, 2020. So that's one of the bills. Another one of the bills is Senate Bill 226 by Senator Chambliss, referred to as Government Affairs. And it was first read also February 25th, 2020. It deals with appointing a new deputy commissioner within the Department of Corrections to be for prison rehabilitation. So they're just now coming with a commissioner with a bill mandating the creation of a deputy commissioner for prisoner rehabilitation. $600 million in, requesting $900 million more, over $1 billion to build new prisons, and they don't even have anyone in the commissioner's office responsible for rehabilitation. And like I said, Jefferson Dunn was just quoted as saying that the infrastructure is designed to warehouse, not rehabilitate. So there's fraud being perpetuated on the taxpayers when they're telling them that the system has rehabilitation education programs, when in actuality they don't. The first bill I forgot to mention by Representative Hill of England, it's a bill, individuals incarcerated who committed nonviolent offenses and who were sentenced pursuant to the statutory sentencing range or the Habitual Offender Act prior to October 1st, 2013, may be eligible to be re-sentenced pursuant to the presumptive sentencing standards currently in effect. And basically what this bill is doing is supposed to be addressing the habitual offender law, but in actuality, it's nothing but the old Kirby law reinvented and dealing with what they consider. As a matter of fact, it offers less than what Kirby offer, because they're saying that you have to have a nonviolent conviction to qualify for resentencing, even if you're a habitual offender under the new law. But under the old Kirby law, even if you were a violent offender, if you had nonviolent prior criminal history, you could be eligible for relief. This bill doesn't even acknowledge violent offenders with nonviolent prior histories, first time violent offender. They won't see any relief under this bill. And also, this bill is discretionary. Again, that's House Bill 329 by Representatives Hill in England, referred to as judiciary. Also, we have House Bill 322 by Representatives England and Hill, state government, dealing with state government. This bill deals with creating a joint legislative prison oversight committee, information that they'll be entitled to receive under this bill, and also it creates a new oath for correctional officers. They're wanting the Alabama Department of Corrections to start making particular disclosures to them about the size and composition of the population, the general status of correction officer staffing levels. They want reports to be done, provided to the Joint Legislative Prison Oversight Committee. They also say that they're looking for a report containing statistical data by sex of inmate participation in education, vocational, religious, or reentry programs. They also say they want a list of all litigation filed during the quarter involving the department or any of its employees that relates to performance of his or her employment, to include the case style, case number, court, and whatnot. And they also want a report containing statistical data of all sexual abuse and sexual victimization of inmates occurring in the correctional facilities that are reported to the department. They also want a report on the total number of deaths, including results of any autopsies provided to the department by a third party. They also want a report on all cell phones, other electronic devices, weapons, and controlled substances recovered in the prison. So that's another one of the bills. And two other bills. One of them is a Senate Joint Resolution 25, is not even a bill, by Senator Sinlin, which just goes to show, again, just how out of touch these people are with the issues going on inside the prison and what the solutions are. And part of that is because, think about the prison study group. They only allow family members to speak at one of the hearings, and that was toward the end. And the composition of the board did not consider stakeholders. It did not consider family members. It did not consider organizations that were out here working to try to fix these prisons and criminal justice reform. None of these people were allowed on the prison study group, and it shows in the recommendations coming out of the study group, you know, that they still don't have common sense solutions. They're still not thinking about the taxpayers. They're still only thinking about themselves. They got their heads in the sand on these issues. Let's see, what is this that Representative Singleton got anyway? Something about the Study Commission on Pretrial Services and Alternative Courses established. Another study commission. He just got off a study commission, and wants to create another study commission. And I'm going to just read you off the people who he wants to be on the study commission. The director of the Alabama Sentencing Commission, member of the House of Representatives, member of the Senate, a circuit judge, district attorney, executive director of the Alabama Office of Prosecution Services, an attorney, a local legal research organization appointed by the president of the Circuit Court Judge Association, representing Association of County Commissions. No one from the community, no family members, Alabamians Fair Justice Coalition, none of the people, Ordinary People Society, Alabama Justice Initiative, none of the people who are out here on the front lines putting in work, trying to get, trying to bring about real change, trying to save lives, trying to tell the story of what's really going on. None of these people was invited. And surprisingly, Senate Bill 237 by Senator Cam Ward, in the Judiciary, first read February 25th, 2020, surprisingly, his bill seems to be the one that makes the most sense. It's a good start. You know, it's got some flaws as usual, but he's actually asked that people who complete education rehabilitation programs receive 1 year off of their sentence for participation, but that's the maximum that they can account for is 1 year. So you can get GED, trade, and complete all the programs inside of DLC, the TC program, the Crime Bill program, faith-based initiatives, the Auburn University Arts Project. You can continue on and complete these classes year after year after year after year, but he only wants you to receive credit, deduction of 1 year. And so that's one of the things that I would criticize about it, is that you're only giving people 1 year off for, you know, 10, 15, 20 years of rehabilitation work. They're only going to get 1 year off of their sentence. So that right there is something that needs to be discussed. But otherwise, you know, this is something part of adding incentives, which is good. You know, there needs to be more incentives. But, I mean, it's not enough. You know, people are putting in real work, trying to better themselves in a system that was created for warehousing. They're overcoming that obstacle and finding ways for rehabilitation, and you only want to give them, you know, 1 year total. So we'll talk about that further, but like I said, this is our first day. We're glad to be back, glad to have the People's Platform back up and running. So that's those bills. We talked about that. We'll be talking about more in the future. Hope you all press one to speak. That's how the platform works. When you come on, you can listen, press one. When your number is identified, the host in the queue will be notified that you're requesting to speak. You're going to hear Mama Ray announce the last four digits of your phone number. And when you hear the last four digits of your phone number, that'll let you know that you've been brought into the host queue, and then you'll be eligible to speak. We don't know. We'll figure out later who all our hosts going to be. I think Queen Dar and Queen Nikki are going to be in the host queue along with a couple of other hosts, and those will be the people that you'll be waiting to announce the last four digits of your number, and then you can start talking. So just like I said, we're so excited to be back. So much to talk about over the last several years that we've been offline, the parole board, Charlie Grady. We're going to get some updates on King Dot, Kinetic Justice of Month. We just learned that Brother Kinetic has went on a hunger strike, and we'll be getting an update also on his situation, what he's got going on. We'll be talking about, we hope someone will talk about the officer shortage, the suicides. We're going to be talking about these things and more. Two final things I want to cover before we go. Contact. If you want to contact Free Alabama Movement, you want to know what you can do to help, you have resources or something, you want to be part of some of our actions, our organizing, contact us directly. We don't have any people out there speaking for us. We don't authorize anyone to collect any funds in our name. We don't authorize anyone to use our name to promote their agendas. We have our own contacts. If you want to contact us, contact Free Alabama Movement. Don't contact anyone else. No one else is speaking for us. No one else is authorized. That's the main thing about Free Alabama Movement. We are empowering us to be able to speak for ourselves. So if you want to know what's happening with Free Alabama Movement, talk to the people in Free Alabama Movement. If you can't reach us for some reason, the Queen Team is there to assist, to gather the information. They'll make sure it gets where it needs to go. You know, those are our outside representatives. Mothers and Families Organization is headed by Mother Ray and Fam's Queen Team. So that's how you reach us when you can't reach us. When you can't reach us on the inside, those are our outside representatives. That's who you should contact. No one else. Free Alabama Movement can be reached at freealabamamovement@gmail.com. We can be reached on Twitter @FreeALAMovement. We can be reached on Facebook in our groups. Y'all know how to find us there. And the People's Platform, messages at the People's Platform. But that's how to reach us. Voting rights. We know these elections are ongoing.
Okay, if there's anyone that would like to build on tonight's platform, please press 1. We would like to bring you in the queue. Caller 8372, we would like to welcome you to the People's Platform. You do have the floor.
Yeah, that's my line. I was just coming back off of mute. I don't know if there's anyone else on the queue online that wants to speak. If so, we're opening up the platform. We apologize for all the technical difficulties. We're trying to work around some of those issues. That's why we're using the pre-recording. But that seems to be still seem to be experiencing the same issue. But if you're online, you're listening to the show, or you want to talk about something you heard as it relates to the prison system, you want to talk about something you heard from Queen Dora dealing with the coronavirus, or anything else that's concerning you, your incarceration, a family member, or whatever you have going on, all you have to do is press 1. When you press 1, we'll call out the last 4 digits of your phone number, and then you can speak. Queen Dara, you still in the queue?
Yes, we're still in the queue.
Do we have anyone want to speak in the queue, Mama Ray?
No, we don't have anyone else. Nikki, are you still in the queue?
Get an update on Kinetic Justice of Mom from Queen Nikki B.
7529.
Hi, this is Lucy Charlotte from New York.
Hey, Lucy, how you doing?
Good. I'm. It's great to hear y'all back up on the Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's great to be back on. We appreciate you calling in and listening, and we're trying to work our little kinks out. But nevertheless, we're just glad to be back on board and that we're calling in.
Yeah, I had to hop off for a moment, so I missed I think around 20 minutes of the show. But I was wondering if anybody spoke about drives for masks or gloves or sanitary products. Because I'm in New York City right now, which is the center of where the coronavirus is hitting in the U.S., and already we're at the very beginning of it, and already the hospitals are asking the public to donate masks and gloves and sanitary products. And so I wonder if there's any way to do some sort of drive that could be donated to the medical centers at the prison, or if there's any talk about that.
Okay, that's a good question. We haven't covered that tonight, but that does appear to be an issue because we are noticing that some of the staff are starting to wear the mask. We're seeing a few of them in gloves, but they're not issuing them out to the people who are incarcerated. So that's something that I think we'll have to discuss. We can follow up on that. We'll have a conference call this weekend. We'll be glad to invite you onto the conference call, and you can update us on how things are progressing out there in New York. And if you have ideas or suggestions or whatnot, that's definitely something moving forward we're going to have to confront, because right now none of the protection is being extended to the people who are incarcerated. We're seeing it with the staff, but we're not seeing it extend all the way out into the population. So we're glad to talk about that.
Yeah, I would love to participate in the conference call. Because I think here in New York we're kind of maybe like 2 weeks ahead of you, so there
right.
might be some, you know, in terms of how things are going to roll out. So there might be some learnings or observations that could be helpful.
Okay, that sounds good. Definitely, we'll get you linked up with Queen Dara and Queen Nikki, and we'll get your contact information. We already have most of it. But I'll make sure that you be added to the list for the invite for the conference call this weekend. And then we'll just follow up from there. And we appreciate you again for listening, for pressing one and speaking. But that's what the platform is all about, and the idea. That's something that we'll definitely have to discuss. I think Dara may have talked about some of it. I can't remember if she talked about that in particular, but definitely we'll be getting back in touch.
And then the other thing I was curious about is, you know, there was a press release by the Alabama, you guys, I apologize if you already spoke about this and I just missed it, but there was a press release by the Alabama Department of Corrections that said that one officer has tested positive, but they declined to say what facility he works at for, you know, quote unquote, security and safety reasons. Have you heard anything on, you know, inside about where he might be working?
No, we haven't heard anything on an officer. What we have heard is that there is a mental health personnel worker who has tested positive at St. Clair.
Okay.
And we also heard that there was a second person who was experiencing symptoms that they went out for testing. And then we heard that yesterday or late last night there was a person who was incarcerated who was taken to the hospital because they were having respiratory issues and having trouble breathing. But we don't have enough information right now to just say definitively who these people are or if those stories are 100% accurate. But we do have enough validity right now to say that those issues are in effect at St. Clair. We know that for certain that there is a person that has been, you know, received entry into the prison facility and that they do have an issue with the coronavirus.
But do you know what facility they were working at?
Yes, at St. Clair.
You
St.
heard
Clair facility.
It was St. Clair.
Yes.
Okay.
But it was not an officer. I understand that
it was
not
a mental
officer.
Health, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If
I may
don't mind,
read the article. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. I was just going to kind of provide an update, if you all didn't mind, what I have posted on the Fam Queen Team page. Hello?
Okay. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay, an update that I have posted on the Fam Queen Team page earlier regarding the coronavirus, that there have been 51 cases reported in the state of Alabama, in which they had given a map of the counties. And, you know, it surprised me to hear that, you know, some of these counties, you know, are where some of the facilities are housed, one being Limestone. There has been one report of a case of coronavirus in Limestone, in which Limestone County does hold the Limestone Correctional Facility. Also, I would like to point out that, you know, the one that you spoke of in St. Clair, that was one case that was reported there in St. Clair. Elmore had four cases, Montgomery having two, Lee County having one, Calhoun having one, Madison and having one, Tuscaloosa having three, and Baldwin County having one case. Now, that was something that I had posted earlier today, like I said, on the Fam Queen Team page, in which this was reported yesterday on, I think it's what it's WSAFA-TV. So who's to say how many cases
thereafter, because, you know, it doesn't take very long, as we see, for this virus to spread. And so, you know, I had to hurry up and post that once, you know, because, like I said, we have facilities that are located in these counties. And when I read the article about the defense attorney that went to do a visitation with his client, he had tested positive. So that's just how quickly that this can happen. You know what I'm saying? Because we still have attorneys that still have to do their job. We have people who are still fighting their cases. But it's gotten even so serious that the courthouses are even delaying and posting off. So can you hear me?
We can hear you. There's also attorneys that are counseling visitation. I think there's a letter. Before we get into that, I wanted to do we have any other callers, Mama Ray? We want to make sure did you have anything else you want to add to that, Lucy?
No, there's no more callers.
Okay. All right. Back to that. These things are going to evolve over the next several days. So we're just going to be on top of it. We'll be vigilant in our reporting. We're going to definitely follow up on that inquiry she had post about getting protected from materials inside. We're running up on the conclusion of our first show. We're only on for 1 hour right now, and so we're going to get ready to close the show out. If you can, I would like quickly for Nikki to give an update on kinetic justice, and then we'll let you close us out, Queen Doll. Hopefully you have time to give us an update on Team.T.
Definitely. Go ahead, Nikki.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes.
Okay, so they currently have kinetic at Limestone in the lockup unit over there. It started out with a false disciplinary, and when it came time for his lockup to end, they served in papers with saying he had an enemy. So the enemy was actually someone that he was familiar with. They signed an affidavit saying that they weren't enemies. The process should have been that Limestone sent the paperwork to Montgomery and they released him, but instead they're holding him over there indefinitely. And there's another nonviolent activist over there that started Convicts Against Violence. And so he was supposed to get out of lockup March the 10th and March the 11th. All of a sudden, they give him paperwork saying that he has an enemy over there. I know that it had happened to son prior, so it looks like, or it appears that there's a pattern there with taking anyone that is trying to promote peace and putting them in lockup if they have a positive influence over the people that are over there. That's really about it. He gets to talk once a month, so I really don't get a lot of updates other than letters.
Okay, we appreciate that.
And yeah, you're ready
to camp up soon to start dealing with some of these issues. So just stay up to date. Continue to follow people's platform on Facebook. You can find the Facebook group and request to join, and we'll be providing updates there in addition to our other groups. I'm going to turn it over to Queen Dora. She's going to give us an update on King.T, and that'll be the close of our first new We're Back edition of the People's Platform.
Okay, thank you, Rahsaan. Giving an update on Queen.T. I'm sorry, Queen, and excuse me, I'm trying to combine names here. King.T, he is currently in the hospital. He was battling some pneumonia. As a result, he has been in the hospital for about the past 3 weeks. His family is giving me updates on a regular basis to make sure, you know, that everybody is updated on his status if they would like to know. And if anybody wants to send any type of cards, you know, as an encouragement, you know, please do so. The family has instructed that they will receive all cards for him and make sure that, you know, that he is aware that people are thinking about him and, you know, just to... you can send all his mail correspondence to 43855 Willow Road, Bay Minette, Alabama, 36057. If you didn't really get that information, because I know we're a little pressed for time, you can please contact the the Queen team, and we can provide you the information, and we can be reached at area code 334-245-0761. Our email address is fam@famqueen.com if you would like to email us. We can also be reached by Facebook on our Queen team page. We definitely would like to encourage that, you know, that you support, you know, the family by sending some cards. We definitely would like to encourage that you write Kinetic Justice. He is located at Limestone, and Nikki can also, I'm sorry, I need to stand corrected on our email address, and I'll give an update on that. If you could reach out to him and send letters of encouragement, we do have, you know, writings that are going on. You know, we have Roxanne that, you know, please offer some support to these brothers that are out here just doing this fight and struggling from the inside out. We ask that everybody just, you know, please take heed to the universal precautions that are being stressed as it relates to this coronavirus. We need to protect ourselves and our families. And we also need to encourage.
Dollar.
Yes.
Dollar.
Mm-hmm. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Wow.
With all the static in there.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes. We can hear everybody up there, too. On my ear.
Huh?
Is everybody still,
okay.
Everybody else still on the line?
I'm here.
Is everybody still?
I'm sorry, Mama Ray. I can barely understand anything you say. Nikki, since you seem to be clear, can you? Can you provide the contact information for the Queen team so that people can reach out to us so that we can provide information as it relates to the letter writing and maybe getting some assistance on trying to help with the request for medical supplies?
Hold on.
Yes. I'm going to have to come out because I can't understand.
Am I coming clear?
I'll take
a so our email address.
The blog site. I don't break it.
Am I coming in clear?
Nope.
Go ahead and get the phone. Go ahead and stay on if you want to. I'll go ahead and stay on the top if you want to.
So our email address is fam@famqueenteam.com. Our P.O. box is P.O. box 404, Decatur, Alabama, 35602. And those are the ways that you can reach us with written communication. And then Queen Dar provided the phone number just a minute ago. Those are the only, and the page, of course, the Queen team Facebook page is on there. So if you need to get hold of us or send anything,